My name is Rob Batasso, and I live in Lakeside, Arizona, on the Navajo County lands. When the big storm hit about 3 weeks ago, I was already mentally into spring. We had some frogs calling in the local ponds in the Lakeside area, and I thought winter was behind us, but then we got 2 feet of snow overnight that third week of February, and I realized that winter may be sticking around for a while. The poem I wrote is called Kinglet Kingdom. A kinglet is a type of bird, and they're a winter resident in the White Mountains of eastern Arizona. And when we had the big snowstorm in late February, I had gone out cross-country skiing in my neighborhood, and when I got back, chipping away at one of the suet feeders I had put out on my gate was a ruby-crowned kinglet, so I wrote this poem based on that experience. Late winter's blizzard turns our forever drought into a surplus of watery riches. Arizona is a dry land, impoverished. Snow comes rarely and only high in the piney mountains. I should be grateful, and I am, but I was spring dreaming ahead of the storm, inspired by territorial songs of robins and redwings reborn. When over 2 feet of heavy snow falls, it is everywhere, including hanging like a white sheet to the links of my cyclone fence. The gateway to my drive, now an opaque mask, a shroud. I'm homebound now, till the streets are plowed. There are only two must-dos. Fill the bird feeders with seeds of life and strap on skis to tour the entombed, deadened world. Before swooshing into the drive, I put soot into a grated cage hung from my front gate. When I returned from the toured whiteness, sweaty but shining, there at the gate awaits a mite of a bird, a ruby-crowned dauphin, its small clawed feet woven through the grate, the sliver of its beak chipping chunks of fat embedded with seeds.